What's up, y'all? It's your boy MacArt from Alkaline Talk, and today we're going to be covering one of the subjects, natural spring water versus man-made alkaline water, okay? Now, we're going to study the effects. We're going to use sources such as the water, the U.S. Geological Water Science. All right, we're going to use sources like Palomar Spring Water. We're going to use the NHIA. We're going to use the Journal of Biological Chemistry, sources like that. Today. So once again, the information is out there of what water does, the different effects of water. So we're just going to read this information. It comes from book Alkaline Herbs and Recipes, which can be purchased in the description with the link before. Use promo code CMOS to save 49% also on that. So once again, this is natural spring water versus man-made alkaline water. Water is one of the most important elements the body needs. Just as snow-capped water melts, flows downhill, circulates, and feeds throughout the earth's rivers and lakes, streams, and ocean, water circulates inside the human body in the form of fluids. In both cases, it is essential to maintaining life. Water has many important functions to keep us alive. 70% of our bodies is made up of water. In some cases, 90%. Every life form needs water in order to survive. The average adult male needs about 3.3 liters a day. The average adult female, 3.2 liters, according to the U.S. Geological Service School of Water Science. When consuming water, it's always vital to know the source of water. Water has many important benefits, according to H.H. Mitchell, Journal of Biological Chemistry. The brain and heart are composed of nearly 73% water. The lungs are made up of 83% water. The skin contains 64% of water. Muscles and kidneys are 79% of water. The bones, 31% of water. Other benefits of water. Water flushes out toxins out the body, providing nutrient to the cells, protects spinal cord, brain, and other IMO body parts, lubricates the joints, it's the life of every cell, and hydrates the body. So knowing the source of your water is very important in today's marketing, consumer-driven world of ads. You have to be careful of all the different water brands. Study and learn the difference between natural spring water and man-made alkaline water, also known as Kangen water or ionized water machines. So natural spring water. Natural spring water has a chemical composition that's different from artificially man-made water. Natural spring water in its purest form is considered alive because it is clean and fresh, unprocessed, free of toxins, chemicals. Artificial treatment is untouched, made from God. When the natural spring water flows throughout the underground rocks, minerals become dissolved, giving the natural spring water its flavor, adding trace amounts of magnesium, calcium, sodium, and potassium, thus making natural spring water excellent for health. Drinking natural spring water supplies the body with a natural mineral buffer it needs to fight acids. In terms of drinking water, natural and unnatural conditions can affect the pH balance of alkaline water. Comparing natural spring water to man-made alkaline water, if both natural spring water and man-made alkaline water have a pH balance of 7.5, one can be healthy and the other can cause health problems. Kangen machines produce alkaline water, can be described as water ionizer machines that are designed to work as water electrolyzers. This is an electrochemical process in which water is split from hydrogen and oxygen by an electrical current. The overall chemical reaction is shown. During this process, the water near the anode is acidic, while the water near the cathode is alkaline. Water ionizers work by simply siphoning off the water near the cathode. Water siphoned off the cathode side contains increased levels of hydroxide, which would be expected to have a higher pH, whereas water siphoned near the anode would have increased levels, making it acidic. The acidic water is claimed to be used for household disinfecting. The effectiveness of this process is debatable because of electrolysis requires a significant amount of time and power. Hence, the amount of hydroxide that could be generated in a fast-moving stream of water, such as a running tap, would be minimal at best. Additionally, the process of reversing the reaction requires much less energy. So if the area between the alkaline and acidic water is at least semi-permeable, the water will undergo another reaction. That just leaves the water neutral. I'm no genius, but if it didn't come from God, then pretty much it's no good. So in essence, here's the breakdown. Natural spring water in its purest form is considered alive because it's clean, fresh, unprocessed, free of toxins and artificial treatment. It's untouched. It's natural. It's made from God. Man-made alkaline water, Kagan machines, water ionizer machines is exactly what it states. Made from man, totally unnatural. Produced by adding glycerophyllic acid, calcium, applying electrolysis to make artificial alkaline water. Some of the side effects of natural spring water as follows. None. The possible side effects of man-made alkaline water. The carbon filtration systems in place of tap water fails to remove enough of the toxic chemicals in the water. When drinking artificially alkaline water, you end up ingesting chlorine, fluorides, aluminum, and even pesticides, which can lead to flu-like symptoms, constipation, kidney stones, and a host of other problems. So in essence, alkaline water comes up from the ground, uses the minerals, pops up from the spring. It's untouched. It's made from God. Natural alkaline spring water, which already has a pH balance within the alkaline range, whereas they're using tap water or another form of water, right? Using reverse osmosis, electrolyzing the water and siphoning off the new water and claiming that to be, have a higher pH balance. So that's the breakdown. Now it's up to you what you want to use. You could look more in depth into this. It's up to you. It's always a personal decision. That's just some of the information that I provided real quick for you on this podcast, Alkaline Talk. Now, once again, the book can be purchased in the description below, Alkaline Herbs and Recipes. Use promo code CMOS when purchasing the book to save 49%. You guys be blessed. Stay alive. Stay free. And have a good one.